Director Dean, Director Mann.
Here.
Please join us in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us to public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda this evening. Would anyone like to address the board at this time? Okay, hearing none. Brings us to item number four, board member items for discussion. Start with Bill.
None at this time.
Vern?
I have nothing.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Nothing for me either. Item number five is review and approval of the minutes. We have three this evening. First is June 11th, then June 25th, and June 30th. On the June 25th minutes, that included, of course, our budget for the 2008-09 fiscal year, and I wanted to just recap the amounts on the budget for the members of the public, since I don't know that that was clearly conveyed at the last meeting. Our general fund budget allocation is $651,650. The street lighting allocation, $52,706. The fire department fund, $795,075. The water fund, $1,938,962. Sewer fund, $1,723,151. The garbage fund, $70,222. Major litigation fund, $20,000. That's for the Santa Maria groundwater litigation that's been ongoing for a number of years and hopefully will wrap up fairly soon, and the Sheriff's Facility Fund, $5,900. That was our budget allocations for the 08-09 fiscal year. With that comment, is there any comment or questions from that was clearly...
It never came up.
Alex never mentioned anything about that.
And I apologize. I was not prepared for that. That's something I can get back very quickly with the general manager, and at the next meeting we can address it, but we'll jump on that immediately.
If there is a problem, we will have to redo the budget or re-vote on that, because Alex didn't make anything aware of that. So when did you contact Alex on that?
I thought that we may have mentioned it before the last meeting, but I'm not sure. So since I've been asked about that rather pointedly a couple times, I wanted to just make sure that we get a clean read on that. Okay, any other comment or questions on the minutes? Any motions?
Move to accept the minutes as corrected. Right.
I think there. I didn't have a correction. I just wanted to point out the amounts that was on the budget for 08-09.
Okay. Move to approve the minutes as presented. June 11th, June 25th, and June 30th.
Okay. I will second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes 4-0 with one absent. Move to item number six, reports. Tonight we have Commander Brian Haskell from the Sheriff's South Station. Welcome, Commander.
Thank you. Good evening. Commander Brian Haskell with the South County Station. A few items to bring up. We had two people arrested last week for copper wire theft out on Price Canyon Road near Armandi Road. I don't know if you've heard or not, but we've had this tremendous increase in theft of copper, not only from PG&E stations, but also from Union Pacific Railroad right-of-ways. Because they've had copper up on those lines for the last 100 years, it's previously been used for communication, but now with the advent of wireless devices and things, it's not in use. So they're in the process of taking it down. But in the meantime, people have been stealing it, and then during that period of time, anything from drunken public arrest to some boating enforcement issues up at Lopez. So we had a relatively busy weekend. Not too bad, though. We have seen a tremendous increase in vehicle burglaries in the area. This last weekend, we got hit with 8 vehicle burglaries down on 21st Street. In most of these cases, windows were broken, but we're reminding everybody now that school's out. It appears to be juveniles that are doing most of it, so we're asking everybody to make sure they lock their vehicles or lock them in their garages so they don't become an easy target. But it's kind of the thing we see every year when school gets out. And the other thing of interest that I was going to bring up is we had a gentleman come into our station last week to drop off a missing child flyer. And I'm still not quite certain where this child ran away from, but she is a runaway. She's 12 years of age, and she's been missing since July 2nd of this year. I believe it's down in either Santa Barbara or Ventura County.
Yes, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara? Okay. It's the flyer was dropped off. We have it in our station if anybody wants to come by and have a look at it. But they're canvassing the area looking for this child. And obviously our deputies are all aware of it. So her name is Iridian Sanchez Vargas, and she's 12 years old. And if anybody has any information on this, there's a number on the flyer for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, if anybody needs be. And if anybody wants to look at it, we do have it up at our station. So,
Commander?
Yes.
I think if you hold it up steady toward the camera, I think they can get it.
This is probably the best picture, and this is the most recent picture that was taken. Okay. I'll try to hold it still. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was taken right near the time of her disappearance, so it's the most recent photo they have. So they're looking for help on that. And with that, that's all I have for this evening.
Great. Comments or questions? Comment or questions from the public? Thank you very much for the good work. The 4th of July seemed to be a little bit quieter than usual this year, perhaps, but... And as far as vehicle burglaries, I guess we can always warn people again to please look out for your neighbor.
Keep their eyes open and help their neighbors out.
Good, and that makes it better for everyone in the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number 7 is a public hearing on weed abatement. It's a public hearing to allow public protest of the assigned fees and consider recommendation of the general manager to approve resolution 2008-15 confirming the costs associated with removal of weeds from various parcels of land and directing staff to forward the charges to the county auditor for collection. Patrick?
Mr. President, members of the board, California Health and Safety Code requires the district to have a public hearing so that people who are going to be charged for weed abatement can protest the charges. That's what this particular public hearing is about. The district abated 25 properties, total cost of $4,948. We invoiced $8,175, an average of $327 per property. So what we need to do is to have a public hearing and take comment and then pass the resolution if the board deems it proper.
Okay. At this time, then, I'd like to open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to protest or contest the charges for weed abatement in the community or on any particular parcel? Once again, is there anyone who would like to contest the costs assessed on any parcel for a weed abatement program. Third time, anyone who would like to contest the charges applied on the weed abatement program before the district moves to send that to the county. Okay, having asked three times and hearing no response, we'll close the hearing at this time.
Director Hill, I will need to recuse myself from APN 62118005 as it deals with property within 500 feet of my business, Oceano Nursery. And since I'm recusing myself on that one, 6104644, which is next door to my personal residence in Oceano 68. And I question that. I don't have anything to go with that, but it seems low.
It was what was on the staff report last year. I just carried it forward. I can check the amounts. But if you look, if you double those amounts, then the invoiced amounts are approximately correct. So I have a feeling these are correct. Numbers of properties were down.
President Hill, I have a question for counsel.
Yes.
Is it necessary for Mr. Bookout to recuse himself from this because there is no financial gain to him personally?
It seems to me that, Director Bookout, it is not necessary. This does not affect you. The APNs are close to property you own, but it does not affect you in any way, and you have no financial.
There is a financial gain with APN 62118005.
What I'm curious, what kind of gain?
Well, I think a case could be made that if the property next to someone's house is fire hazard is reduced and less likely to have their place burned if a fire comes through there, that's a gain. And
wouldn't it be a gain for all of us because people's weeds are cut?
Well, I think you have the 500-foot rule in there, and when it's an overall, the whole community. I don't know. I'm just thinking that there's probably the ability to argue that both ways.
Without getting to argument, I will recuse myself from both those properties.
Okay. I think we should be able to take this exclusive of those two properties and then consider those two properties separately.
I had a question as well.
Okay, Brent.
Have all these property owners been notified and know that this hearing is taking? I'm sorry. Have all these property owners been notified and know that this hearing is taking place and that they're being charged? Okay.
Okay, with that, do we have a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion. Say, I want this stated. How do you want this motion stated, counsel?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, how do you want this?
Well, we got resolution number 2008-15.
Okay. All right. I move that we adopt OCSD resolution 2008-15, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Services District confirming the costs associated with the removal of weeds from various parcels of land and directing staff to forward the charges to the county auditor for collections.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we pass OCSD Resolution 2008-15 regarding charges for weed removal from various parcels and directing staff to forward the charges to the county. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dean, President Hill?
Yes. The matter passes 3-0 with one absent and one recused. Brings us to item number 8, utility items. cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. This is the continual disclosure of the emergency declared by the Board of Directors concerning cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water mains. I think the board's well informed on this item. Is there any comment or questions from the public? Hearing none.
I have another question for legal counsel.
Yes, ma'am.
It says on here 4/5 vote, and we don't have five people here today.
I believe it can be done with a unanimous vote of
can
the
it?
Directors
you,
present.
Okay.
Yes. Just for clarification, Director Bookout, you are sitting again as a director.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no public comment on this item, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to continue the cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to continue the declaration of emergency following the San Simeon earthquake for cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item number 8B, Delinquent Garbage Collection Resolution 2008-16. This is consideration for adoption of OCSD Resolution 2008-16.
Delinquent payments, current delinquent payments are 37 properties, total of $6,604. Again, this has to be a public hearing so that people can protest these fees. If they don't protest, then we'll move and adopt a resolution that will allow the charges to be put on the tax rolls.
Okay. Are there, first of all, comments or questions from the board on the staff report? Okay, hearing none, at this time I'll open the public hearing on delinquent charges for solid waste collection. Is there anyone at this time who would like to protest a charge for solid waste collection, a delinquent charge that may be turned over to the county? I'll ask again, is there anyone at this time who would like to protest a delinquent charge for solid waste collection? Is there anyone who would like to protest a charge for delinquent solid waste collection bill? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and come back to the board for a motion.
Could I ask a question at this time?
Please.
Just the same one as last time. These people have been notified and know that this is going on.
Yes. We only see their letters that were sent to each property owner on these accounts.
I'm sorry, you're in receipt of letters?
You said we have copies of the letters that were sent by the garbage company directly to each of these people.
Okay. All right, thank you.
These are charges that are made by the South County Sanitary, and they're billed directly by South County Sanitary, and then if there's a delinquent account, then they have to come back through OCSD.
And this letter notifies these people that the protest is here tonight at this time?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
And is there a motion on the resolution?
I'll make a motion to adopt OCSD Resolution 2008-6-16, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Service District confirming the charges against the property.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt OCSD Resolution 2008-16 regarding charges to property owners for collection of delinquent solid waste collection charges and directing staff to forward the charges to the county auditor for collection. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item number 8C is proposed monitoring program for the Northern Cities Management Area. This is to consider the recommendation of the general manager to approve the proposed monitoring program for the Northern Cities Management Area. And if you'll recall, this deals with the Santa Maria groundwater litigation and the court order and settlement that derived from that. Patrick?
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the board, on January the 25th, 2008, the judge issued a judgment in this in the San Maria groundwater basin lawsuit. And part of the requirement of that judgment was that within 6 months, the northern cities, who are Oceano, Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Pismo Beach, had to come up with a monitoring program to monitor the status of the water in this particular catchment area. We contracted, the northern cities contracted with Todd Engineering to develop two things, a water balance study, which has already been presented, and then the monitoring program. Dr. Iris Priestaff has been responsible for developing both documents, and she prepared the document that's attached to this staff report. It's been reviewed by representatives from all of the northern cities, and we're in agreement that it's a workable document. Part of the part of what she did was she had some fairly specific things in here on monitoring wells, number of wells, and stuff like that. And she agreed to remove those specifics because once the judge accepts it, then the judge is going to require us to comply with it completely. And so we've tried to maintain as much flexibility in this program as we can. So staff recommends that the board approve this monitoring program. It has to be submitted by the end of this month. I don't have the date with me, but I think it's July the 25th. That would be 6 months after January the 25th.
Okay, comment or questions on the staff report first? I note a couple of it looks like a very comprehensive program. They talk about urban water management plans. The cities, of course, have that. OCSD does not and is not required to have it. So they'll make some calculations for the demand in Oceano. And again, this was a requirement of the judgment in the Santa Maria groundwater basin lawsuit. Is there comment or questions from the public on this item? Okay, hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed monitoring program for the Northern Cities Management Area.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the proposed monitoring program for the Northern Cities Management Area. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. That passes 4-0 with one absent. And we'll move on to item number 9, administrative items. 9A is committee assignments. Consider recommendation of the ad hoc committee to change the district rules of order regarding committee assignments. Patrick?
Yeah, at the last board meeting, the I was directed to meet again with the ad hoc committee and come up with changes, recommended changes to the rules of order. We didn't actually meet. I drafted some and gave the copies to the two members of the ad hoc committee. They reviewed them and they thought they were okay. I submitted them to district legal counsel. He reviewed them and made a couple of changes which have been incorporated into the proposed changes to attachment one, which is the recommendation of the ad hoc committee for the changes to the rules of order. I don't know if you want me to go through each of the components of that.
Why don't you, yes, do that.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? We're missing a director tonight.
Right.
Would this be better to table this until all five directors are here?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I'd rather
either.
See a table till next.
It seems to me that the committee was well advised that this item was going to be on the agenda tonight. I think we should deal with the matter now. Mm-hmm. In any event, Patrick, could you enlighten us on the
sure.
proposed changes?
The committee recommended that more directors be involved in core committees of the district and recommended the following changes to the rules of order to accomplish that objective. First, they wanted to define core committees as the finance, fire, and personnel committees and representation on the SSLOCSD board. They wanted to require that every director be assigned to at least one core committee, to require that no director can serve on more than two core committees, to require that a member of the fire committee be assigned to the fire oversight committee unless both decline the appointment, to require that no director can serve on the same committee 2 years in a row unless approved by a majority vote of all directors, to require that non-core committee assignments be rotated each year if a director requests assignment to a specific committee, and require the president to appoint committee members for each year in January based on written requests from each director. Further, they wanted to require committee assignments for the current year to be changed in accordance with these revised rules as soon as possible, considering the first 6 months of the year to be the same as the previous year. And the rules were written to reflect that, with the exception of that last component. The attorney recommended that that be made part of the resolution instead of the change to the rules, and so the resolution has been written to reflect that last component.
Again, I note that the existing committee assignments were approved by a majority vote of all directors. Not only that, it was a unanimous vote of all directors. The core committees, this now would require non-core committee assignments to be rotated each year if a director requests assignment to a specific committee. Does that mean that all committees would be rotated if a director requests? The directors have always requested assignment to committees, and again, I would note that in the assignment of the committees this year, I requested mm-hmm. that each director give me their choice of committees, and I was able to assign the desired choices to every director in every case.
I'd leave the other committees out either. Maybe Director Dahl remembers. They just wanted something in there about the non-core committees as well, just with not as much emphasis.
Well, in theory, then every committee could be changed because I could decide that I wanted to be on the Airport Land Use Commission, which
right.
I don't have any interest in that. Right. And the person that was on there, according to this rules, then would be bumped off, and I would have that.
Right. That was their intent. That was the intent.
So, mm-hmm. Everything gets changed every year. I don't know. Well, like I said, you guys are going to do exactly what you want to do, and we all know that. But I know I've been on the fire committee a couple of years, and I know that a director that was here for a long time was always on that committee. So then I was the second person on it, and that was how I learned about it. I don't think it's a good idea to put people, brand new people, on a committee that they've not served on to learn from somebody else that's been on there. That's like hiring somebody who's never done a job to do a job, and it doesn't work out. But that's just
I'm also concerned with the last item, change. Require committee assignments for the current year to be changed in accordance with these revised rules as soon as possible, considering the first 6 months of the year to be the same as the previous year. The first 6 months of this year were not the same as the previous year. An example being that I think Bill and I were on the fire committee last year.
No, well, I know what the intent of that meant. The intent of that was to, instead of considering a full year, consider the first 6 months as if it were the previous year.
And then the next 6 months from July 1 through December would be a year or two?
It seems to me that this item started. I don't think this is really what it appears to be. It seems to me that this whole issue started with the general manager objecting to one of the members of the board's committees. No. And I think that's how it appears to me, Vern. Yeah. And it looks like we're trying to wag the dog here. It seems to me that the general manager is trying to exert undue influence over the board's prerogative to assign committees and carry out assignments in manners the board deems fit.
We've heard from both of our ad hoc committee members. This is not fair to our general manager, to our public, to our board. And there's,
I have to agree with
comments
you on
coming
that,
out of the audience that are not, they're not being stopped. You know, there's a there's a microphone up there for public comment, and it's a little bit rowdy. It's disturbing to me to hear comments from the audience without them going to the microphone. I think that this item should be tabled. You yourself, Jim, have made some comments that each director needs an opportunity to respond to.
Well, just think, if there's only four directors at every meeting for the rest of the year, you'll never be able to address this, will you? Just think of that. I will say something now. Jim brought up that at one point the general manager didn't like a person on the committee, and I was the person he didn't like on the committee, and he went in after a fire committee meeting to staff and commented how he would see that I wasn't on the fire committee. So that's what he's talking about. And that is something that any manager shouldn't do, because manager works for us, not us for him. Whether you like me or not doesn't really matter.
I never said that.
Well, your staff said you did, Mr.
Well,
O'Reilly.
I'm telling you, I didn't.
Well,
and that's it.
And I'm
Barbara, I've heard staff, I've heard firefighters talk about you, and I don't think that's fair to point that direction towards the general manager.
The issue is whether the general manager instigated this particular item.
That's not an agendized item here.
Well, it's on this subject. You brought it up.
Yeah, you can jump to what conclusions you want to jump to. What we have is we have a bottom line here of we have some major core committees, some major committees on this district, okay, that that those committees are basically the committees that run this district and have the most influence and the most dealings with the internal workings of this district. And those committees have been monopolized by two board members. And that should have never happened in the first place. It never should have been came out that way. And for someone that's in the position of assigning these committees to take every one of those committees, including the major one that is outside this district as well. And then when you come in here to a board meeting and you make these derogatory comments in a public meeting where it's viewed through the entire community and demoralize staff, and these are conversations that could be easily taken care of in private communications, one-on-one between you and staff and that type of thing, to straighten out any differences you may have. But to sit here and do the type of damage to this district by demoralizing staff and accusing staff of things from jumping to conclusions is not proper behavior.
Thank you for that, Vern. But I think you and the ad hoc committee were the ones that brought this before the board.
You know,
seems
that's
particularly
and the reason we brought. You're right. Now here you say it's us and the ad hoc committee that brought it before the board. And 5 minutes ago you said it was the general manager that brought this item.
And here you have two directors on the board.
You want to jump to? You know, it doesn't matter. It's here.
You have two directors tonight on the board: Jim Hill, Barbara Mann, attacking our general manager in an open meeting. And I apologize to our general manager. I apologize to the public for having to listen to this here. But this is not proper procedure to attack a general manager by OCSD directors. This is not representing the community of Oceano to the best. We are supposed to get along up here. We're not supposed to be attacking our staff at an OCSD meeting. There's other ways to communicate with staff if we have a problem with them. And this is not the opportunity to do that, or the way, as Vern has pointed out. And another thing, Vern had mentioned how two directors have taken over the majority of these assignments. We need all directors present to talk about this. And we have an ad hoc committee. One member is missing tonight. I would like to see her present when we talk about this so I can get not only Vern's views of what happened at the ad hoc committee, but also Pamela's.
My comments were not intended to as an attack on a staff member, first of all. They were merely to point out an observation that I've had regarding various conduct that I've seen in committee meetings is for staff to initially present ideas, to work those out in an informal setting and get a concurrence of two directors, if possible, before bringing a matter before the full board. In no case is the board ever cut out of any decision of the management body of this district.
I think some years committees work more than others. I believe last year, Pamela and I were on the finance committee. We only had two meetings with the finance committee because we didn't have a problem with the budget last year. So that we only met twice last year. Vern and I have been on committees that we didn't, maybe we met once during a year.
Most of them don't meet.
Please?
A lot of them don't meet at all.
That's
right. And there's a lot of them that meet just once or,
yes,
once or maybe twice in a year.
The only one that meets and regularly is the fire committee.
Yeah.
And the president who goes to, or whoever is designated, to the sand district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's true that a committee cannot make a decision for the board, but the committee, it's in the committees that that things are hashed out and that how they are brought before the board and what is brought before the board is determined. So the committees have a tremendous amount of influence on what happens in this board. And, and in that case, it really needs to be spread out among the entire board. I mean, it would, the public elected every one of us, not just part of us. And whether we like each other or who we like and who we don't like is immaterial.
Many of your comments are well taken. The I notice on the agenda tonight, I don't really see anything on the agenda tonight that's been before a committee. I don't know that most of the business that does come before the board is brought up from staff directly and doesn't usually pass through a board committee. Also, in order to alleviate the perceived monopolization, if you will, of various boards committees, I offered a month ago to step down, and that is the current position, that I've stepped down from all my committee assignments save for the sanitation district, which I've still attended. But that other comment or questions? Comment or questions from the public on this item? Jeanette
Oceano. First of all, I want to correct Mr. Dahl and Mr. Bookout. I have not heard myself in any moment, any time, Mr. Hill saying something against. What he had said is totally the truth. I can see that Mr. Dahl and Bookout, they are like helping the manager to instigate, because the manager is very clear, very obviously, that he's instigating this group. No doubt about. I feel that this manager hasn't complied with any records that you guys have request. Now, he's been for a long time saying it, about pushing about these changes. Pamela today decided not to be here. Why? You guys are the one that causing, creating all these problems. Stop. Mr. Bookout, you acting like a little kid. Enough of this. You have caused too much damage to this town. Please, enough. Quit. Stop it. If you're not going to help this community, help. But don't destroy this community more than you have done it.
I'll have to ask you to please address the comments to the board as a whole.
Okay. It's just that it's very upsetting, you know. But what are you doing, Mr. Hill? You're doing what is correct. I don't know why this took this couple there. They have that intention in constantly creating for us to be upset. I don't know what is the intention of them doing this. For the manager, I think that he's working for us. We are not working for him. In the past, I used to see the other manager, and believe me, I do regret big time being against the other manager, because the other manager, one thing I have to say, he was more professional. And when we requested things from him, he had them. Of course, we always respect 100% of everything here, because you guys are very unprofessional and like little kids. Enough of that, please.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Lynn Hill, Oceano. There's a few directors that have wasted an enormous amount of time with nonsense, pure nonsense, okay? Election time is coming, and I hope for the town's future that we have some very good people running. Mr. Bookout, you know, I sat in your trial today, and I mean, that's...
Again, I'm going to have to ask you
okay,
to address
I'll tell
your
you
comments
then
to the board.
That I did sit in the trial today, and I mean, we're having to pay legal fees to defend ourselves. And you guys are making so much ridiculous time wasting on these committees. Election time is coming, and you've got personal vendettas. And I do agree this board is very divided, and I think it has a lot to do with our GM. So I hope that there's good people out there who will think about the town and run for this election.
Thank you. Other public comment? Okay, hearing none. This is a proposed resolution to adopt the changes to the committee structure. Once again, I have resigned from the three so-called core committees, and I would invite any of the other directors to evince an interest in those committee assignments, and I would make assignments appropriately to all of those committees, which include the fire committee. However, do we have a motion on this resolution?
Just for clarification, if there is no motion on this, there's no action that is going to be taken.
Then it can come back next meeting.
Yeah, I'd like to see this come back at the next meeting, so that's... Mm-hmm.
If there is a motion made and it...
The winning side of the vote can bring it back up.
Correct.
And I don't know how that plays out when there's a draw, when there's a 2-2 vote.
Well, in a 2-2 vote, nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's rejected.
Is either side or either director able to bring it, request to have it brought back?
No, because neither is on a victorious side.
Okay, is that how the rules read?
I believe the rule is that a 2-2 vote is a lost motion, and that those on the losing side of the motion are prohibited from bringing it back. However, anyone who's absent may request the item be put on the agenda again.
Okay.
Ryan, do you have a full legal opinion of that right now?
Can you narrow that question a little bit?
as to what your understanding of that is?
On the rule, well, the rule is under 2.6 of the Rules of Order. And it says a motion to reconsider any action previously taken by the board must be made by a board member who voted on the prevailing side or who had no opportunity to vote on the original motion. My opinion would be that the only person that could bring it up is someone who did not vote on the motion. The only person in a 2-2 tie, it would be the person who did not get a chance, or I guess in this case, the defeated motion. Those who voted nay on it would not be able to. The nay side would be victorious, so the nays would be able to bring it up again. Sorry, that probably just confused everyone.
It did. Now, it's okay.
Well, no matter what's done, it can come back because Ms. Dean's not here.
That's my opinion, yes.
So take no action.
Well, what would happen if we move to adopt this item? Presumably, it would be a 2-2 tie, which would be a defeated motion, and then Directors Bookout and Dahl would be prohibited from bringing it back. However, Director Dean could bring the item back. So, okay, it looks like the consensus is that we have no motion, so there's no action taken on this item tonight.
Yeah, you know, and saving the paper, how many copies of the agenda did we prepare? 56 copies, and we're going to have to do it for the other 51.
Five is five.
Okay.
Okay, so no action is taken tonight on item 9A. Item 9B is consideration of a claim. This is consideration and recommended rejection of an amended claim filed by Bill Bookout against the district.
Patrick? At this point, I'm going to need to recuse myself on this item as it involves my nursery, Oceano Nursery, and this is within 500 feet of my business, and I will be leaving the room.
Director Bookout, you don't need to leave the room. You are a member of the public.
I choose to leave the room.
You choose to leave the room. Okay. Mr. Ryan, would you
agree? Okay. District Legal Counsel presents a staff report.
Okay. Ryan?
All right. Members of the board, this is consideration and recommended rejection of an amended complaint for damages presented by Bill Bookout. As the board knows, there is pending litigation between the district and Director Bookout. On June 27th of 2008, Attorney John Belsher, acting on Director Bookout's behalf, filed an amended claim against the district for alleged damages to Director Bookout's business, the Oceano Nursery. The amended claim lists 11 specific dates on which Director Bookout claims his nursery suffered damages from flooding. The updated amended claim alleges 5 new incident dates between February of 2007 and February of 2008, in addition to the 6 incident dates previously alleged. The June 27, 2008 amended claim is attached as Exhibit A. The actions and damages stated therein are identical to those that Director Bookout claimed in his December 10, 2000 claim and March 6, 2006 amended claim, except for the incident dates. To refresh your recollection of the claim's history regarding this matter, on January 9, 2006, Director Bookout wrote a letter to the District Board of Directors demanding an $849,000 settlement from the district for damages to his business for which he claimed the district was liable. The board rightfully treated this as a claim under the California Tort Claims Act. The board timely rejected the claim pursuant to Section 912.6 of the Government Code and sent Director Bookout the appropriate written notice, diligence, and or other misconduct in failing to provide adequate drainage for the area. 2, district negligence and or other misconduct in its maintenance, including but not limited to weed abatement and vegetation control, ownership, control, and inspection of the existing drainage swale system. District negligence, 3, district negligence and or other misconduct in installing and maintaining a pipe running from the district well under Highway 1 and then into the drainage culvert. The pipe coming from the well allegedly restricts water flow and causes sedimentation to build up at the drainage culvert's mouth, thereby contributing to the drainage problems. The district rejected the March 6, 2006 amended claim in due course. Director Bookout made a similar but separate claim on December 19, 2006 for flooding alleged to have occurred on or around December 10, 2006. The accusations revolve around the district's control of the blow-off pipe to District Well Number 8 and its maintenance of drainage, including weed abatement, in that area. In the December 19 claim, Director Bookout did not specifically state either damages incurred or sought from the claims, other than to state that they far exceed $25,000. The board timely rejected that claim. Under the California Tort Claims Act, a party with a claim against a public entity must file a claim within 6 months or 1 year, depending on the nature of the alleged damages, of the incident giving rise to the claim. The board is required to act on the claim within 45 days after presentation. The board may, 1, reject the claim if the board finds the claim without merit, 2, allow the claim if the board finds the claim has merit and the amount demanded is reasonable, 3, reject it in part if the claim has merit but the amount demanded is unreasonable, or 4, reject the claim or seek and agree to compromise if the legal liability or the amount demanded is in dispute. Analysis. A claimant with a claim for injury to personal property or growing crops may file an amendment to his claim within 6 months of the incident giving rise to the claim or before the public agency takes final action on the claim, whichever is later. For a claim relating to any other cause of action, not relating to damage to personal property or growing crops, a claimant may amend his claim within 1 year of the incident or before the public agency takes final action, whichever is later. The amended claim is considered a part of the original claim for all purposes. While the board took final action on the original claim, 6 months have not yet passed since the January and February 2008 incidents. So Director Bookout's updated amended claim is timely as to any claims arising from those particular that if he chooses to file suit against the district, such action must be filed within 6 months from the notice's date. It must further advise Director Bookout of his right to seek legal counsel regarding his claim. As to the February 22, 2007 and December 18, 2007 incident dates, if a claimant fails to timely file a claim that is required to be filed within 6 months of the incident date, the public agency may, at any time within 45 days after the claim is presented, give written notice to the person presenting the claim that it was not filed timely and that it is being returned without further action. If the public agency fails to give this notice, any defense the public agency may use in court as to the claim's untimeliness is waived. Director Bookout's amended claim fails to state what damages occurred on each specific date, making it impossible to know whether he was required to file a claim within 6 months or 1 year of each incident. Regardless of this problem, the February 22, 2007 claim is untimely because more than 1 year has elapsed since the incident date. For precautionary reasons, however, the board should treat both the February and December 2007 claims as six-month claims and should act on them accordingly or risk losing untimeliness as a defense in a possible court action. In order to comply with the Act's requirements, the board must take action on the untimely claims by August 11, 2008 and may do one of two things. 1. Give notice to Director Bookout that these claims were not timely filed as set out in Section 911.3A and require him to submit an application for permission to present a claim not timely presented, pursuant to Section 911.4B. If the board does this, then the district may use the untimeliness of the claim as a defense in a later court action. 2. Reject the two untimely claims along with the three other new claims and give notice to Director Bookout that these claims have been rejected. However, if the board chooses this second option, it may lose any defense to the untimely claims based on the time limit for presenting the claims. Any defense as to the time limit for presenting a claim is waived by a failure to give the notice set forth in Section 911.3A within 45 days after the claim is presented. If the board chooses the first option and treats the claims as untimely, it must give Director Bookout notice that the claims were not timely filed and are being returned without further action. The notice must inform Director Bookout that his only recourse is to apply without delay for leave to present a late claim, that under some circumstances, leave to present a late claim will be granted, and that he may seek the advice of an attorney and before in February 3 of 2008, reject the claims and instruct the staff to send a statutory rejection notice. At this time, I'll take any questions that the board may have.
Says we must advise Director Bookout that if he chooses to file suit against the district, of course he has chosen to file suit against the district, and the trial is proceeding as we speak. Would he file then a new trial against the district, or would that roll into his current lawsuit?
Well, I guess arguably he could file a new claim once this lawsuit is settled based on new actions. I'm 99% certain that a judge would not allow it. I would say he's a stop from doing so. So in all situations, I would imagine this would be rolled, damages would be rolled into the current complaint because it's based on the same actions, as he alleges, leading to the damages. Now, the practicalities, we know where the trial is. We know the fact, you know, in here we suggest that we need to advise him that he can hire an attorney. You know, the practicalities don't really mesh with what the government code says. However, we do want to stick strictly to what the government code says in giving notices. And that's kind of a long answer to your question, but I guess the short answer is it would be rolled into this lawsuit, though. Based on the timing, I'm not sure exactly how Director Bookout or his attorney would approach it.
Right. Okay, and of course, he's Director Bookout's suing the district, and he's also suing Caltrans, Union Pacific Railroad. The Vegetable Exchange was in the lawsuit, but I understand he settled with them for like $225,000.
I don't know all the exact details, but I do believe that POVE has been dismissed from the lawsuit.
And then also the County of San Luis Obispo. So his original demand here for an $850,000 settlement from the district. I don't know. There's a couple words that come to my mind when I see stuff like this, and it's preposterous and unconscionable. Those are the words that come to my mind, but I guess, is there any other comment or question?
Motion, and actually,
we need public comment first.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. At this time, is there any public comment on this item?
Jeanette Oceano. I just wonder myself how many more times this man is going to continue suing Oceano. I feel myself that I see the reaction in Burndall when we talk about Bill, and I wonder myself if there's any interest in Mr. Dahl with Bill's sue.
Again, I have to please ask you to
look at you.
Your
okay.
comments to the board. And
okay. I wonder myself too how many times Mr. Bill Bookout had sued before suing companies, if this is the first time, or he has done it way before, if that's the way he makes his money. This is very sad to see this man sitting on the board and continuously suing and suing. I don't know how the other rest of the people sitting on the board don't get that feeling with the angry that we have seen Mr. Bookout over and over suing OCSD, the rail truck. I mean, so many companies that he's doing it. I remember myself when he came to me and he said, well, Jeanette, why you don't talk to Max and see if you guys sue too, that way my case get bigger, because your plans were damaged with the water. That, and I said, I got really upset about that, and I said, that is not the way we make business. We don't make business with easy way. We work very hard for what we do. But not only that, Oceano, Highway 1, 13 and Highway 1, we have always, for years and years and years, and I believe that Gina, that she's been in this town for many years, I think that she knows and probably will agree with me that we have this problem with flooding for years and years and years. That means Mr. Bookout, he knew and he know.
You know, I know of, you know, the issues that are being talked about tonight. You know, I somewhat, you know, I'm beginning to understand somewhat. But I just feel like there could be a real conflict here. You know, if the people have voted for all of you to be on the committee, on this council, it just seems to me there could be a vendetta. And if you get voted on, and if that's your purpose or some type of gain, you know, through this poor community, you know, we're really stepchild, Oceano, you know, to the county. So we cannot afford to have people trying to gain from this poor community. You know, when you could look at the community and see what we really need. We need good lighting. We need, you know, our streets are terrible around here. So why should money that we've all, that you've all taxed us, you know, go to people like this, you know? I mean, what's going to happen to the rest of us? You know, as far as, I can't walk on the street, I can't walk my dog in the evening because there isn't good lighting out there. You know, I'm a senior citizen, and there's a lot of us, you know, that have a voice in the community, and it's shameful to come tonight. This is my maybe second time I've been here, and what I see, I don't like. You know, this shouldn't happen. We shouldn't have people on the board trying to gain from a small community, a poor community like us. You know, this is very shameful. And I just think you need to put your heads together and try to find a way to put your votes on something that the community should merit from. Like I said, lighting the streets. You know, where's the money going to go for that? You know, if we have to pay for somebody who, you know, is just trying to rob us, the way I feel. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment on this item?
Mr. President, while I serve
straight, I have absolutely no financial ties with Bookout.
Okay, my motion as to the untimely claims of February 22nd, 2007 and December 18th, 2007. Instruct the staff to send the statutory notice regarding presentation of the late claim. And as to the timely claims, January 4th, 2008, January 24th, 2008, and February 3, 2008, reject the claims and instruct the staff to send the statutory rejection notice.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the staff report. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Okay, the matter passes 3-0 with one absent and one recused. Pause for a moment to then go back.
Thank you.
Okay. Brings us to item number 10, which is report of district representatives. We mentioned the OCSD board meeting June 30th. I attended the sanitation district meeting of July 2nd. The budget for The 08-09 fiscal year was approved at that meeting. I think that was the only significant item of business really at that meeting. We did also pass a resolution for tax-exempt reimbursement relating to the proposal to use waste gas there for electric power reduction. In other words, the district would generate their own power from waste gas from the process at the sanitation plant. We also approved funds out of the major budget item for the 2000 supervisor. Ashajian, of course, is not only our supervisor for this district, but a member of the Coastal Commission. And the Coastal Commission holds its meetings up and down the coast at various locations. For today and the following 2 days, they're going to be meeting at the Board of Supervisors chambers. So the meeting is kind of being hosted by Supervisor Ashajian. He's done good work on the Coastal Commission as well as being our supervisor here, so it was a pleasure to attend that. That's the only ones that I have. Bill?
I have no committee assignments agendized.
Okay. Vern?
I have nothing.
Pamela's not here. Barbara?
Nothing.
Okay, I will note that the we had the board meeting then on 6:30, which all of the directors attended. That was to file for the consolidated election with the County Elections Board and limit candidate statements to 200 words on the ballot statements. So that meeting was apparently necessitated for whatever reason. I think that's usually a normal item of business, but for whatever reason we had a special meeting on that. Are there any comments or questions on the staff reports? Comment or question from the public on the staff reports? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on then to item number 11, general manager items for discussion. Patrick?
I have one item. At the last board meeting, we talked about street sweeping, so I called the county, contacted the county, and actually 3 weeks ago, the county entered into a contract to have the streets in Oceano swept monthly. And they think it's going to take 3 to 4 months to get an effective schedule established, but they hope to, within that time, have effective street sweeping in areas where there's curb, gutter, and sidewalk. If there's no curb, then there's no street sweeping. But if there is curb, there will be street sweeping. I thought that was a positive note for Oceano.
Will they be using their own trucks for sweeping?
No, it's a contract operation. So the contractor will provide the equipment.
So the county street sweeper vehicles that we recently saw down on Pier Avenue, they won't be using those
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Comments from the public on that? Item number 12, board member items for discussion. Start with Vern.
I have nothing.
Barbara?
I have a question. When we did the budget, I think there are where we put the amount of money on those two front sheets, and I don't think we did that.
Pardon?
In the budget,
right?
Are there resolutions where it says how much the money is?
Right.
And I don't think we did that. We didn't announce what the total amount was of the budget. I don't have my budget with me, but it's the.
Right. You mean when we made the resolution? We didn't read the resolution. That's correct. President Hill did read the amounts this evening when we were talking about the minutes.
And those are the figures that go on the page one and page two, basically,
right,
of the budget.
They are included in the resolution.
Okay,
if anybody's interested.
I just wanted
interested.
To be sure.
Right. It was not done last year. There was no amount in the resolution last year.
I'm dealing with this year.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick, tonight there was some discussion about personnel talked about during the meeting. Is that something that should be handled in a personnel committee?
I'm not sure what you...
Earlier in the evening, two directors talked about personnel items, you know, our staff.
Right.
Should that be handled in our personnel meeting?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. Directors can make comments just like the public can, just like I can.
Okay.
Actually, that would not be appropriate for personnel committee meeting. That would be appropriate for a, you know, if you want a general manager evaluation kind of thing, which should be private unless I request, unless the employee requests that it be public. There are personnel rules that cover general manager just like everybody else, and some of those were broken tonight, but that's okay.
Okay.
I wanted to follow up from the last meeting. We had Rich McClaney on 20th Court ask about weed abatement from the prior year. Mm-hmm. Were we able to get him a satisfactory answer on that?
I know that Brian Leathers talked to him, and I have no further feedback.
Okay.
So,
okay. Are there comment or questions on the warrants? Is there any public comment on the warrants? Hearing none, bring it back to the board.
I move we pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second that we approve the warrants. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 4-0 with one absent. Item number 14, public comment. Again, any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest. We cannot act on items that are not on the agenda tonight. Would anyone like to address the board at this time? Okay, hearing none. Are there any written communications?
No, not tonight.
Okay, in that case, we're adjourned.